Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome everyone, welcome soul family, and welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. I'm your host. And today we have a very, very special guest, Zayla. And Zayla has much to say about his earth plane life. He's a father and a grandfather, and he's been a businessman and an entrepreneur, and he's also an author of several books. And more recently, well, for quite a while, but more recently, he's now a teacher. And he's teaching in Calgary. And I'm going to let Zayla talk more about himself and tell us about his background and how he's come to be where he is now and doing what he is doing. And then we've got an interesting starting point for our conversation. All around the word discipline. Discipline is sometimes not a hooray word these days. Certainly my teaching background will say that. But discipline is very important, and both Zayla and I have an understanding of discipline from our own spiritual soul work. And Zayla would like to share what he understands and what he can teach of discipline and how that links with love and courage. But firstly, I'd like to welcome Zayla. Welcome, Zayla. It's lovely to have you along.
Thank you.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, first off, before we get into that, I want to say I'm thankful, Sarah, for you being so graceful and inviting me to your show. I'm honored. I am honored.
Thank you.
A real contribution to humanity. And I'm recently new to the electronic and social media field. So this is a real treat for me. And I got to tell you that it's only in the last 6 months that I've let my picture be on the website that we've established. And so I'm just coming out of the closet after 20 years of quietly teaching the wisdom of the ages, person to person, weekly, privately, to small classes. And so I just want to say that if I'm nervous, I'm sorry, but I'd like to think that I'm up for this. You know, we're all walking each other home here.
Yeah.
You know, on this half of the sky. And I think that that's important, especially at this time, as to what's going on the planet. But a little bit about my background, and that is I spent my career in the investment field. I was a shareholder of the largest investment firm in Canada. And I decided that I was no longer going to sell my soul for the corporate goal. So I jumped out of life. Actually, I jumped out of the industry, and I decided that I needed to go within, because I learned through discipline that if you don't go within, you will go without. You will really go without your connection. You will really go without your dreams. And if you do get your dreams, they're temporary, especially if you are not connected. I mean, we have a planet that is disconnected, terribly disconnected. And we came in connected as children. We came in connected to love. And somehow, because of the all priority on ambition that we're taught by our parents and we're taught by all of our surroundings, our peers, you got to have ambition, you know. You got to be somebody. You got to be somebody. Be somebody at school. Be somebody on the athletic teams. And what happens is that you finally go get your Be Somebody degree, and you get in up to your brows in the illusion. And for a lot of people, they're on this treadmill and they go, wow, there must be a better way. That's what happened to me. There must be a better way, you know, because although I was earning really, really big money, seven figures, and that's big money these days, never mind where it was a few decades ago, that I decided that this was not the answer. Mm-hmm. I was just not going to do this for the rest of my life, because I read someplace the most depressing statement that one could ever, ever make is at their transition stage, their death stage, they're close to the gate. The deepest depression statement is, what if my whole life had been a mistake? Yeah. Right. Okay. And so as a result, that's what I teach, is to get to that spot just before death's door, before that happened.
Yeah.
Way before, and say, is this really what I came here to do?
You know? That's what my teacher said, don't wait for deathbed revelations.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's death anyway? It's just dying stops. It's just where dying stops. And what I teach is death is not a period. It's a comma.
Yeah.
It's a comma, because you're going to make the loop again in reincarnation. And for those people who don't believe in reincarnation, mm-hmm. Sarah, it's okay. I tell them you will next time.
Good answer.
Very good.
In relation, I'm on a bit of a theme at the moment about discipline and strength. I think there are areas of it that are misunderstood, because people take it as an external thing rather than understanding from within. And understanding strength as not some rigid thing like, let's say, concrete or something, that it is a yielding thing, and great strength needs to be able to yield. You know, big buildings have movement built into them so that they can move with the conditions. So I was very interested and intrigued when we started, we had that initial conversation, we were talking about discipline, and you said love and courage. And in teaching, we worked on the model of love and discipline. You need, like the hands of a potter, the hand of love on the inside of the pot and the hand of discipline on the outside of the pot, guiding the development of the child. So the love from within to support the growth and expansion, but the discipline on the outside, regulating the shape so that it's pleasing, you know, so that, for example, a child is socialized properly. And that these hands are, you know, if you take the potter's analogy, the pressure, as it were, is changing from the inside to the outside. And it's a moment by moment thing. So that was the very important analogy that we used as a teaching guide throughout 30 years of teaching and running the school. But I'd be interested, you spoke about love and courage as linking discipline, and that your disciplines will set you free. And I'd love you to sort of talk about that and open that whole area up.
You know, it's, let me say this, that I speak from my point of ignorance whenever I teach people. I do. And I say that the whole world is working okay until somebody loses an eye. I remember my mom said, don't play with those sticks, you'll lose an eye. And I say in spiritual world, you're going to lose an eye, being a straight line with a capital on it. In 60 font. And people, life is okay till you lose an eye. And once you lose your eye, then you're going to have to realize it's the discipline that does set you free. It's the discipline of silence. Mm. Silence. I mean, it's the discipline of seeking peace. And I believe that seeking peace, peace comes from within.
Mm.
It comes from within. And I mean, there was a reason why they called Jesus the Prince of Peace. Because if you have peace and you realize that that is the transference point, what's the transference point? There's a transference point when you learn how to float with your mom and she's holding you up and you didn't believe you could do it. And suddenly you lost the fear. She told you to focus on floating. And I remember saying to my mom, oh, that was a miracle. My body weight did not change. And here I am floating. But I changed my mind. I lost the fear. So you have to have a little bit of discipline and you have this transference point. The same thing occurs on a bike. The same thing occurs on that serial art where it's the picture within the picture that you see in the malls. And the surface art is one thing. And then you look deeper and you see the coral reefs and the fish and the shark. And it's a discipline, if you keep after it, that exercises both part of the brain. So life is a transference point through discipline. You keep after something. And hopefully the one thing you're after at the top of the list is peace. Because I believe that peace triggers a fertile imagination. And that's really what Jesus had. All masters have what we call a prima materia. It is a fertile imagination, the ability to think about something in peace long enough with focus, and it comes to be. And we as humans don't realize that we've lost that connection because we've lost our eye connection right up the center. Yeah. And if you get this, then if it appeals to you, then I'm a specialist at training people to go to this center spot, the I, the I. It's not just EYE, it's capital I. Mm. And it's immediate that people on the planet learn to do this right now because of the disarray that the planet's going through, because wherever we're at right now, Sarah, wherever you're at, anybody's at, it's being magnified.
Yeah.
It's being, if you're into fear, guilt, shame, Sarah, it's being magnified.
Magnified.
If you're into worry, it's magnified. I believe that worry is a prayer for what you don't want. And so I know we've got about 30 seconds here before we take this break, and I'm aware of that. But let me just say this, that it's your discipline that sets you free.
Yeah.
And the only safe place to be as this wave comes through that's intensely intense is peace and love, because it's magnified.
Yeah.
You don't have that. You don't have your connect. The world is crazy. And we see evidence of a lot of this right now. So that's my starting bow shot on discipline. I didn't cover love and courage quite yet.
After the break. That's terrific. You've said so much there that we could just speak on for ages. There's a lot, but some very, very key points. But we'll take a break, and then after we come back, we can talk further about all those wonderful things you've mentioned. So after the break, we'll see you soon.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main, and my very special guest, Zeyla. We're honoured to have him on. And before the break, Zeyla was talking, well, he's talked about so many important things, but this coming back to your eye, the centre, and the power that's in stillness, and certainly that was probably... if I thought of one thing from my spiritual teachers, it was the power of falling still, coming back to yourself. And to have that from a young age, I feel I was given a gift of immeasurable value to have that. And starting young, it was like I didn't get disconnected. So I've always had that, no matter what's going on, you know, and life just carries on as it does. But there's always that point, that center within oneself. So Zayla, where would you like to start? I don't want to say let's pick up where we left off, because that was then, and now here we are talking. But we were speaking about this all-important discipline, and it is an area that people don't like to talk about. But anyone that has achieved, even, say, an elite athlete, will know all about discipline, or a ballet dancer. Anyone, if you, excuse me, set your mind to something, it takes discipline. And that needn't be a hard, tough thing, although, you know, athletes will say that's what's required in their field. But certainly inner discipline does require the same strength and focus. And in the conditions and the energies that are around in the world today and in life today, you do need some inner strength. You just do. It is how you're going to weather and travel this particular journey with the energies at the time. So do you want to keep talking about this area of discipline and love and courage?
Please. Well, it's your discipline that sets you free. You know, Christ had 12 disciples. I wonder if there was 12 disciplines.
Yes.
Disciples, disciplines. I teach these 12 disciplines. And so to be able to understand the highest form of discipline is to be able to have one thought for a sustained period of time. Mm-hmm. One thought. And then ultimately to think of nothing without falling asleep. And so we should be able to own our minds, not have our minds own us. But this comes with, first, the discipline of seeking that objective. And one of the ways you can do that is having the courage to face the unruliness of this dynamic here I call the act in the brain. It's unruly. It's filled with monkey mind. But you have to be able, if you're going to transform anything, it has to be through love. Love. Now, love and peace are a magical combination, along with love, peace, and courage. Oh, my goodness. So the sound of love, most people don't know. It is the sound of this center seal, as I call it. I don't call it chakra, because a chakra is an opened seal. So we have seven seals. The Bible refers to the mighty seventh seal, not the seventh chakra. And so for humans, they have the first three open. In order to get to this fourth, you have to understand the sound that it makes. And the sound that we're supposed to remember it makes is ah. And great teachers throughout time had the word ah in their name. Noah. What if Noah was spelled K-N-O-W-A-H? Noah. How about I say ah, I say. What about mama, papa? What about Buddha? What about Jeremiah, Joshua, Krishna, Baba, America, Canada, Australia? Like somebody, when they were planning the names of these countries, they knew the power of Ah, Jeshua, Methuselah, Jehovah. How about Bar Mitzvah? So my list goes on, Russia, Africa, Antarctica. So as a result, Om, the sound of Om is peace. Night before, be at peace. Om, meditate, and you relax. But Ah is the sound of love. If I take anyone and I say, I'll put on, let's see if we can put on a pair of shoes, one, maybe two sizes too small. Keep them on for a day or two. What's the first word that comes out of your mouth when they take them off? It's, ah. And it's about love. It's about release and discovery. And so when you combine love as a primary motivator for discipline, love your disciplines. They'll set you free. Love the discipline of controlling this up here to the point of one thought and one thought only. Because if you were given the ability to create and manifest, you would have to hold one thought only for a sustained period of time, And maybe that would be the qualifying dynamic that would qualify you to do so. Very interesting pursuit, because you realize how unruly this spoiled child is up here, especially if you've been keeping company and it's been unchecked for a few decades. It is very unruly. And so it's your stillness, it's your silence, it's your peace, it's your courage to face what you must to get beyond to attain peace. Very important point. In order to do that, whatever comes up, you just have to understand that your transformation is in your acceptance. No matter what comes up, your transformation is in your acceptance. You have to learn to just let it be for a while. There's a very famous song by the Beatles, "Let It Be." There'll be an answer if you just let it be. But we always want to not let it be. As a human, you want to change it if it doesn't sit right with you. Anyways, I've gone on maybe too long here on this. Any comments?
I think that the point you make that when you do, and especially initially, when you do fall still, it's not uncommon that, for the want of a better description, suppressed material will then rise up because you're actually not distracted. And it's that is the very point of the need for discipline, is to hold firm at that point and then let what rises, because it can be unsettling for people, especially in the early stages, to meet some of this suppressed stuff that comes up, and, you know, unsettling feelings and things from the past and so on and so forth. They will pass, and they will go. They want to go. That's why they're coming up to pass, to come and pass. But that strength of just staying firm and steady at that point and knowing that this isn't you, it will come and go, is such, and it does take courage, and it certainly takes love, but there's an element that's very important of the courage to just stay still and let it pass.
If you can, here's the trick. You have to understand that it will build your capacity.
Yeah.
So it'll build your capacity to do it better every time. But it takes courage, and it takes the love of what you're doing in understanding the psychology of what you're doing, because we're all here to increase our capacity to help each other, to walk each other home. And so as a result, if you understand the psychology of it, you love the discipline, and you have the courage then to face what you must and not react. Do not react. Respond. When the emotion has come off of the situation.
Yeah.
When the emotion has come off of the situation, respond. Because it's the reactionary dynamic that causes monkey mind to grow like it's on fertilizer.
Yeah.
It just grows. I mean, it goes exponential. And it's very difficult then to rein it back in. It requires discipline. But basically, if you decide you're going to own your reality, you've got to own your mind. You've got to own this monkey mind. You do. And that's easier said than done.
Yes. That takes courage. That definitely takes courage and stepping up to the responsibility. Definitely.
All the greats, they did not react. They asked Krishnamurti, they said to him, "Krishnamurti, how did you become a master?" I use this a lot. You know what he said? "I never minded what happened to me." Whoa.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
That's just such a brilliant statement of enlightenment.
Yeah.
"I never minded what happened to me."
Yeah.
Do you know how deep a soul it would take to gather that no matter what happened, just went.
Yeah.
Put on the Mona Lisa smile and went.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a true, true test I believe, of an enlightened being.
Absolutely.
Being able to do that and do it very calmly. You know, your divinity is in your tranquility.
The divinity is in your tranquility. That's beautiful.
It is.
So before we finish, what would you like to leave our listeners with today, or our viewers today, with some one simple thing that they can take away and practice throughout the day? What would be one simple takeaway?
Humanity, you've got it all wrong. You didn't come here to master unconditional love. Love masters you in life, if you can go the distance and hold it sacred. If you can go the distance and hold it sacred in discipline, where you do not react. Love will give you its energy. It will give you its fruit, but you must align yourself with it. Because the fact is that you must have thought first. True masters know this. Thought with passion, not emotion. Passion, and they must become aligned within the body. If you align thought, focused thought, with passion, which is of the heart, it will give you a feeling. That feeling is what you can take to spirit or the void. And then that really qualifies you to talk to the void, because you're doing so in a language of love. But first you must have focused thought, then you must have this passion, which is going to give you the feeling. And it's the feeling when you focus on the void and you say, we wish to create this, that it can occur.
Thank you. Zala, it's been absolutely wonderful to have you, an honor and marvelous to hear you speak. And there's so many things that you and I could take further. And I'd love to have you back again so that we can pursue things a bit further. Where can people find out more about you and your work?
My name is Zala, Z-A-L-A-H. That's Z-A-L-A-H. And you can find me at thecft.com. Thecft.com.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. Thecft.com.
Yeah, so, it stands for the Center for Transformation, but we just shortened it.
Yeah, of course. It's easier. Yeah. And different parts of the world spell center differently. So keep it simple. Wonderful. Thecft.com. That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much. And it's just been wonderful to explore in more detail and open up these in vital areas for ourselves, for connection to our soul and to ourselves, as we move through these periods of interesting energy fields at the moment. I don't want to label them any further than that, because there's enough of that going on. So thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Damayanti, the show for your soul. And thank you, Zala, once more. We'll see
you
again.
Love resists nothing but conquers all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.